union members across this country are united in understanding that we're not going to let these extremists behind this case divide us. We know that they've fueled an attack on working people since the founding of this nation. There's been historic structural exclusion of home and child care workers and farm workers from labor law and Social Security since the beginning of slavery in this country. And those workers are still trying to catch up because they were denied basic access to protections. We know that extremists have fueled severe anti-worker laws in places like Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, and Florida, where public service workers have had their wages cut and services to children have been reduced. And we know that the extremists fueled last year's massive tax cut for the rich and big corporations, which have escalated the cuts to public services like education, healthcare, and basic child nutrition, for God's sake. But we are not going to let these extreme actions or court case stand in our way. And we're proud to join with Ask Me AFT and NEA in getting our members to stick together and keep up the fight for our basic dignity and respect as human beings in this nation and for the good union jobs that our families and communities deserve. Because we know in our bones that when working people join together in unions, we have the power in numbers to not just raise wages and create good jobs, but we have the power in numbers to make our life better for our families, friends, and neighbors. Today's ruling only makes SEIU members even more determined to stick together with their coworkers in their union, to unite more workers together in unions, and to turn poverty wage work into good union jobs. And by continuing to expand the fight for 15 and the union and the fight for dignity for every Muslim and immigrant in this country and the fight for clean air and clean water and all the other things that we know we need for a fair democracy and economy. And that's why we're more determined than ever to join with the other unions on this phone and unions across the country to hold elected officials accountable for doing everything in their power to help more workers join together in unions so we can create the most inclusive middle class this nation has ever seen. And we're encouraging everyone to check out hashtag union today. Working people from all over the country, as Lee said at the top of this call, are showing their unity and determination in the face of this decision by holding up signs with a simple message, union. Photos and videos of people holding union signs will be posted all day on social media using the hashtag union. And I'm proud to introduce one of the incredible public service leaders in our union, Sarah Campos. She's directly impacted by this decision, and she leads at SEIU Local 503 in Salem, Oregon. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Mary Kay. SEIU members like me are rising up today to say that no Supreme Court decision is going to stop us sticking together in our union. I work at the Oregon Department of Human Services in Salem, and I'm a member of SEIU Local 503. Previously at the Marion County Health Department, I worked on public health emergency preparedness planning, so I know what needs to be done to fight back in the face of adversity. Being stronger together matters when we're ensuring that our communities are resilient in the face of disasters. This attack on unions by right-wing billionaires requires people like me to fight back for working people, and I am 100% confident that we will not let our voices be taken away. We, in fact, will come out of this stronger than ever. We're going to stick together in our union so we have the power and numbers not only to fight for higher wages and affordable health care and dignified retirement, but also so that we can stand up for the people in our communities. When we are united in our union, we have power and numbers to win for everyone in the state. A few years ago, Local 503 members helped win a new state-sponsored retirement system that helps all Oregonians plan for a secure retirement after a lifetime of work. We are also committed to supporting working people who want to join together in a union but are currently prevented from doing so. There are large swaths of the country, especially in the Midwest and South, where many of the men and women who treat our sick children and care for us at the hospital have to rely on public assistance because of low wages and their lack of benefits. Last Labor Day, I flew to Chicago with some of my fellow union brothers and sisters to march with non-union workers to demand that the American Hospital Association end the mistreatment of healthcare workers by denying them the right to form unions. Today, we are rising up to call on our elected leaders to stand beside us and make it easier to join together in a union, not harder. No court case, no billionaire, and no propaganda campaign can stop us.